don't deserve it. I don't the things I don't deserve. And a little bit of going back to last week's sermon was we preached about mercy. I don't deserve God's mercy. None of us deserve it. We have just been given it and granted it by His grace. And in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 31, it says, "For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither will He destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which He sware unto them." We don't deserve His mercy. Thank you, Lord. Also in Psalms 106 and verse 1, it reads this way. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever." Thank you, Lord, for Your mercy tonight. And also, I don't deserve the grace that God has bestowed upon me. I thank God for that. And Brother Joe, I do. I go back to that time and that place when I got saved, and I remember it vividly. You know, it's like it's a yesterday type thing. I remember everything about it. I remember even the tint of the lights that was in the room. I remember it. I remember my mom standing off in the dining room because she didn't want to disturb me because she knew that the Lord was doing something, and she knew how the Lord worked, and she stayed in there. She just kind of folded her hands, and as I prayed and I reached towards heaven and I called out to God and I began to shake the portals of heaven, and I got a hold of God, and I repented of my sins, and I asked God for mercy, and he gave me mercy, and He gave me His grace, and He saved me. He saved me completely and totally. I'm so thankful tonight, Brother Dave, that God reached down from heaven and blessed me with His grace. He took the sins that I had stockpiled up in my life, and he brought them into a place and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. And He also gave me the mercy and the grace to be able to forgive myself and to let go of the things that the world had piled on my shoulders and in my heart. I thank God for that tonight. God's grace and mercy is sufficient to do anything that He needs it to do. Psalms 84 says this in verse 11. It says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." Thank God for that tonight. Thank you, Lord. Every one of us here can probably vividly remember the day and the hour and the time. I mean, I can't give you the hour and time, but the experience, we can remember that experience that we had with the Lord. I know that I've heard many of you testify of the experience that you had with God, and I thank God for that, because I want to hear your experiences, because we all need to know and understand that, yes, He's been to the cross. She's been to the cross. And God has granted him or her His grace. Thank God for that. We got to testify. We got to stand and testify and speak to people and let it out of our hearts and let it out into the heavenlies, so that those that are sitting around us, I know that every one of you that's here tonight is saved and you're on your way to heaven, but we need to let those that come in every once in a while hear your testimonies. I remember when I first testified over on South Avenue in Brother Husky's church, and I stood up and I began to speak about God, and I began to cry, and my voice got a little louder, and I apologized because I was getting too loud, and they said, no, that's fine, that's okay. And later on, you know, I realized, you know, because I hadn't been in church since I was a little kid. Thank you, Lord. But 1 Corinthians in chapter 15 and verse 10, the Apostle Paul writes this about grace. He says, "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Father. Thank you, God. I didn't deserve it. I don't deserve it. As I looked in my boss's face, and he told me that, he says, we get a lot of things that we don't deserve. And I started going back into my mind and thinking about the things of God. And we started preaching to each other almost. And so thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Salvation. We don't deserve it. Us dirty, rank sinners, we didn't deserve the salvation that Christ went to the cross for. We don't deserve that tonight. But by his love. By his love. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a 101, very first scripture that we memorize. But I always keep it in my heart, and sometimes when I can't remember anything else, I remember that one. But in 1 Thessalonians, it reads this way in chapter 5 and verse 9 about salvation. It says, for God hath appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. 2 Peter in verse 3 and 9, it says this. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he had mercy on me, brother. He had forbearance with me. I'm thankful for that. Because there's many times I came to the altar and I gave my heart to the Lord and it lasted for a little bit and then I ran off and went back to where I was doing before. I didn't deserve it. Sometimes I look at myself and I think, you know, I don't even deserve the life that you placed in me, Lord. I don't deserve the life. Sometimes, you know, you get to be pressing down on yourself and looking down on yourself, and we feel as if that we don't even deserve the life that he gave us. But Genesis reads this way in verse 2 and chapter 2 and verse 7. And the Lord formed man of the dust and the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. So we didn't deserve the life that he gave us, but he wanted to give us life. He wanted us. He wanted me. But I'm adopted. I was watching a heart-touching movie. Yeah. And this little boy found out that he was adopted. His mom and dad was sitting there, and he's crying, and he says, I'm just an adopted kid. I belong to nobody. He goes, I know that, honey, but this is what happened. Is that we had your brother and your sister, but we chose you. And God looks at us and he says, I chose you. He chose me. He chose me. He reached down from heaven and he drew me in by his spirit and he called me by my name and as I turned and I answered and I reached towards heaven, he did a work in my life and he placed not just one life in me, but that supernatural life, that spiritual life. He gave me a brand new man within me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Acts chapter 17 and verse 24 says, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made but with hands, neither is worshipped with hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Thank you, Lord. You see, God doesn't need any of that, but he wants it. He wants that relationship between you and between me and him. He wants that relationship. Oh, my. That makes me feel good. in my heart to know that God wants me. Because I all of my life have felt very unwanted because I was just kind of a loner. Because I had a big mouth and I was a small man or a small kid, I shot my mouth off. I got beat up all the time. I really had no friends, honestly. I didn't really have any friends. And I had very few. And it was a lonely life being, you know, just, you know, growing up. But I thank God that I found the one that will stand by me and stick closer than a brother. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the life that you've blessed me with. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't deserve the blessings that he places in my life. I stand back and I look at my little house. And it's not much. But to me, it's something. You know, I mean, we've worked together with it, to, you know, and we've done things to it and stuff like that. But it's a blessing in my life. I look at my wife and I look at her face and how beautiful that she is and what she does for me and how much she is she means to me and what a blessing that she is to me in my life. The blessings of God, I don't deserve them. But God wants to give them to me. God wants to bless me, and he wants to give me strength to be able to go ahead and to press on into this Christian walk. Our Heavenly Father wants to bless us with good things. Well, he'll pull off the belt every once in a while. Me and my brother James, we know what the belt is all about, and we know what cutting a switch is all about. But we thank God for his goodness and mercy. But in Psalms chapter 68 and verse 19, it says this, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah." I like to read that again. "Blessed be the Lord God, who daily loadeth us with benefits." Thank you, Lord. And I like to go to the Psalms 103 and verses 2 through 5 and read them to you. It says, "Blessed be the Lord of my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Oh, thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless his holy name. As I read through that, just that one short passage of Scripture, it says, "Who forgiveth thine iniquities?" Man is not as forgiving as God is. And heals our diseases, who redeems us from destruction, For we were headed for destruction at one time. Now, Lord, we're headed towards heaven. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. We're headed towards heaven, not the destruction that we deserve and where we were heading for, but God veered us off and herded us off like in a place that we might be able to head straight to what's good. My friend of mine that I used to work for when we worked construction, he said one of his jobs was herding turkeys. I had to laugh. Herding turkeys, come on. He worked on a turkey farm. He would pick up turkey eggs and then he would herd turkeys. I said, "How in the world did you do that, Joe?" He said, "Well, you just walk behind the turkeys and you kind of go like this, you know." And sometimes I think that God is thinking like, "You got to be kidding me! Come on, He's herding us turkeys and trying to get us up to the pen and get us put up for the night." So we thank God for his goodness and you know, just something to think in your mind, you know, just because we have a way of wandering off. Humans have a way of wandering off, and sometimes God sends our guardian angels to tell us, would you herd them back around in the right direction, please? Or he draws us by his spirit or speaks to us by his voice and he calls us into the right direction. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I don't deserve God's goodness. Oh, thank you, Lord. But thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his goodness tonight. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 28 reads this way, and now, O Lord God, thou art that God that thy words be true. And thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Thank you, Lord. David cried out with these words in the book of Psalms in chapter 27 and verse 13. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise God. He said, I wouldn't have never made it if I had not seen God's goodness in my life here in the land of the living. I wouldn't have made it. I would have laid down by the wayside. I thank God for his goodness, because when Saul was after me and things weren't going right and I've lost a family and different things, if God hadn't been good to me, I would never have made it. I would have walked off and just stepped off into eternity. Thank God for his goodness. I would have fainted if I had not believed to see the goodness of the Lord here in the land of the living. Yes, yes, Lord, he is good to us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I don't deserve it, but God, you've blessed me, and you give it to me anyways. Psalms 31 and 19 reads this way, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee, before the sons of men. Oh, how great is thy goodness. Praise God. Praise God tonight. As Brother Joe stood tonight and he began to testify and began to speak about the day that God moved in his life and did a work in his life and delivered him from that old man that he was, I begin to think about the things that God has done for me in my life and the deliverance that God has performed for me in my life. I didn't deserve it because I got into it on my own, but God got me out of it. There has been many things that God's delivered me from when I first got saved. And I don't like to stand and I don't like to talk about them because it's almost giving the devil praise. But I know what God's delivered me from. And I remember that cigarettes was the strongest devil that I seemed to have to get over in my Christian walk. I couldn't get away from the tobacco. I just could not. I didn't want to. But there was two deliverances at the same time. God delivered me from cigarettes and delivered you from Star Trek. I still feel bad about that, Brother Gary. I'm so sorry. But you see, God is good. I'd come to the altar and I would, it would be, now I lay me down to sleep kind of prayer. It was a prayer that I remembered because that was the one I prayed last week, so we're just going to keep praying it. I remember Brother Joe when I confessed my sins to Brother Joe and we were in a prayer meeting, and I said, Brother Joe, I'm not a phony. I'm real and God saved me and my heart's right with God and true with God. And he looked at me and said, oh, brother, we know that, you know, and we were back in the Sunday school room. He put his arm around me and he prayed for me, you know, and I just weeped, you know, because I felt bad about it, but he prayed for me and everything, you know. And was I delivered just then? No, I wasn't. There was the evening that when I came right here at this part of the altar, right here, I'll never forget. God set me free from cigarettes that night. And every time that I told my wife that God set me free from cigarettes, I had to go home and have two. And it seemed like that my habit got worse and worse, you know. And I couldn't breathe real good, and I was having a hard time with it. But then one night I stood up here and on my knees, and I stopped praying. And I said, God, I don't want to quit smoking, and you know that. So I asked God for strength. I asked him for deliverance. I asked him, God, set me free. And he did. He delivered me. He set me free. And I didn't speak anything about it to anybody for 3 days. 3 days. Because I kind of figured if after 3 days, yes, I am, devil. You can't fool me. So I looked at my wife and I said, have you noticed anything? Well, she'd been kissing an ashtray for quite some time. And she said, well, I noticed that you haven't been smoking. Well, praise the Lord. And then I stood up and I testified about it in service the third night. And Brother Stone says, well, I thought something was happening with you up here. I said, yeah. So he delivered me. Psalms 91 and verse 3, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Yes, I was delivered from the snare of the fowler, the bird trapper. Psalms 34 and verse 19 reads this way, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. That scripture, Brother Joe, gave me one night because I was preaching, and I think I was just I was just kind of depressed about something, and I must have been it must have came out in my preaching that night. But he leaned against the wall, and as I walked by, he goes, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And I received that scripture, and I received it not only I just kind of a little bit of a rebuke, but it didn't offend me, you know, it didn't hurt my feelings none because I always can use a little bit of building up. But I receive that as an encouragement that many are the afflictions of the righteous. Everybody goes through it all. But the Lord delivereth them out of them all. God got you by the hand. Everything's going to be just fine, Brother Cliff. That's what I received it as. And I say, okay, Lord, thank you. I received that tonight. Psalms 116 and verse 8 says this, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, thank you, Lord. God, you've delivered me. You've set me free. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I got a friend by the name of Dave Crabb, and God has touched his life and moved in his life and taken things from him and done a work in his life. And I've watched it happen and watched the transformation. Brother Gary was here for the birth, but I got to watch the man grow up. Thank you, Lord. You see, we don't deserve any of the things that God has blessed us with and touched us with in our life. We just don't deserve it. But God loves his kids enough that he'll take care of us. How many of the parents that are sitting here tonight and your kids, you look at them sometimes, you little rug rats. You don't deserve anything, but I love you enough and I'll give you it all. God looks at us and he says, you don't deserve it, but I still love you and I'll give you whatever I can give you to help you. You walk righteously before me. You walk right before me, and I'll take care of you. You walk godly before me, I'll be your God. You walk honest before me, and I'll be your Father. I'll still bless you. If you get outside of my will, I'm pulling the belt off. Amen. And buddy, I tell you what, the dance will be on. My brother and I, we learned how that little Indian dance that our stepdad, that my stepdad and his dad, you know his dad taught us how to dance? You know that, Isaiah? Our dad taught us how to dance. I think your dad might have taught you how to dance once or twice. You see, he would do this. He would take me by the hand. He would pull his belt off. And as he had me by the hand, I went around in a circle, jumping and dancing and rejoicing. No, not rejoicing. But sometimes God has to pull the belt off and has to teach us the dance. Lord, help us. Help us to walk godly. Oh, God, help me to walk godly. Let me to be the man of God that you need me to be. Help me, Lord, please. Help me to be that godly example that everyone, when they see me, that they say, okay, there's something weird about you, because that's what it is. Now, when you're a Christian, you're weird. You're outside of the norm, and you're a stranger. So, Lord, thank God for you strangers. Praise the Lord. Thank God for your goodness tonight. So what God has blessed us with, we really don't deserve it. But he wants us to grow up and to have every advantage that we can have. So, Lord, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Brother Joe taught me that I need to learn how to receive. So let's all learn how to receive from the things of God. As we close, let's everybody just stand to your feet, please. Heavenly Father, as we come before the throne, Lord Father God, we just give you thanks and honor, Lord God. We are careful, Lord Father God, to give you glory, Lord Father, for everything that you've given us and blessed us with in our life, Lord God. Thank you for life, Lord God. Thank you for strength. And thank you, Lord Father God, for the blessing, Lord Father God, of salvation. Thank you, Lord God, tonight for what you've done for each and every one that's standing before me tonight, Lord God, and the blessings of God that you've placed in our lives. I thank you, Lord Father God, for your goodness and mercy. And I thank you, God, Lord, that you're there for us, Lord God. And I cry out to you, Lord Father God, keep me. Lord, keep me in Jesus' name. Keep us all, Lord Father God. And Lord, we just ask these things tonight in Jesus' name. And we ask it all, Lord Father God, that you might have glory, Father God. And we'll be careful to give you the honor for it and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been great.